Whoever Receives Me is the title, Whoever Receives Me. A reading from the Gospel of John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. Dominicans celebrate St. Catherine of Siena today as a feast with special scripture readings. However, for simplicity, I am taking the Gospel of the Easter weekday. The year for priests will conclude 2 months from now, and so on today's feast of St. Catherine of Siena, it would be well to reflect a bit on her understanding of the priesthood. Catherine is one of the patrons of the papacy, and consequently, then she might be considered a patroness of priests, because they share or extend the Petrine and apostolic ministry. St. Catherine's theological and spiritual doctrine is vast and intertwined. She had a great devotion to Christ, His Church, the Eucharist, the Pope, and each of these are all connected to the priesthood. As a young girl, Catherine would kneel on the ground and kiss the footsteps of the Dominicans, friars, as they passed by. Later, as a teenager, she even dreamed of running away from home and dressing as a man to join the Dominicans. Much later, when she found God's dream for her life, Catherine had many spiritual sons who were priests. And a large part of her book, The Dialogue, concerns the qualities or characteristics of good and bad priests. The priest is essential for the life of the church and the normal Christian life, because the priest makes Christ present, truly present, through the consecration of the bread and wine. Whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Catherine was very devoted to the Eucharist, as I said, and she lived on it alone for many years. And it's because the priest nourished the church by the body and blood of Christ that she was so zealous for them and concerned about them. For her, the Eucharist was like a son, and the priest himself, then, as another Christ, is like a son, because he enlightens and warms the people of God. The priest brings the incarnate Son of God to his people through the sacraments. St. Catherine spoke most frequently about the sacraments of baptism, Eucharist, and reconciliation. She called the sacrament of penance, in fact, another baptism in the blood. So right there you have baptism, blood, the Eucharist, and penance. So they're all, with Catherine, everything is all interpenetrated. The sacrament of penance can be received every day, and if needed, wash the penitent then in the saving, redeeming blood of Jesus. And even within the Eucharist, we have the minor penitential rite at the beginning to cleanse us to receive the true body of the true God, true man, as she loved to call Christ. Catherine insisted that the priest should be revered and honored because of the dignity of his vocation. But this did not mean that she was blind to the sins and failings of individual priests and prelates. In fact, she often spoke of some of the cardinals trying to keep the Pope in France as, quote, incarnate devils. Or some of the sinful priests she would speak of as being, quote, mired in the filth of sin. Or she would say that they were causing leprosy on the face of the bride, the church. So she was very graphic about her concern for sinful priests. But the dignity of the priesthood comes not from these human persons, but from Christ. Jesus himself said, "To whom much is given, much is required." And so Catherine says that Jesus requires greater purity of soul, mind, heart, and body of the priest than of the rest of the members of the church, because they, the priest, are instruments of Christ to souls. Catherine had the rare gift of separating the sin and the sinner. For most of us, this is just a well-worn cliche that is very difficult to practice. But Catherine, this doctor of the church, was clear-sighted, and she knew full well that every person on this earth is a sinner to some degree. And with St. Paul, she counted herself among the worst of sinners. She even felt that her lack of greater devotion and sacrifice contributed to the schism which resulted in 2 and even 3 popes at the same time. Jesus said, "Whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." It is the Eternal Father in the dialogue who asks Catherine and each of us always to reverence and respect priests, despite their human weaknesses, because every offense done to them is, in fact, done to God himself. The Father says in the dialogue, "I did not want the reverence for them," that is, priests, "to lessen, because all reverence that is offered to them is not to them, but to me, out of virtue of the blood that I gave them to administer. And so do not sin against them, because offending them, you offend me, not them." Well, what would Catherine do or say today with the scandals in the church among a few of the clergy? Surely she would have fiercely castigated the perpetrators, as she might have encouraged them to repent and confess. She would also offer them the mercy won for us by Christ crucified. But she would not let them go free without severe punishment, because she believed that the state had a right to protect itself from criminals. When leaders fall, it often makes it difficult for others to continue in the right path. Some people become angry at the church or decide to leave, but they only hurt themselves. The church is far greater than any individual. It is Christ himself who offers us divine grace and life through the sacraments. The church is the bride of Christ, always in need of purification. Nothing can separate us, or Catherine, from the love of God that comes to us through Christ Jesus and his mystical body, the church. And yet Jesus said, "Whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." Let us conclude today's reflection with a portion of one of St. Catherine's prayers in which she prays for the holiness of priests. O Godhead, Godhead, eternal Godhead, hear your servant, and do not look on the multitude of my sins. I beg you to direct the heart and will of your ministers of Holy Church, your spouse, toward yourself, so that they follow you, the slain lamb, the poor one, humble and meek, along the way of the most holy cross, according to your way and not their own. May they be angelic creatures, earthly angels in this life, so that they may dispense to us the body and blood of your only begotten Son, the Immaculate Lamb. Unite them to you, O divine compassion, and bathe them in the tranquil sea of your goodness, so that they delay no longer and lose the time they have by giving their attention to what they do not have.